SexMuscle.com presents. Do you like sex? Do you like muscle? Of course you do. This is Sex and Muscle Radio with your hosts, Nick DiRuzio and Dave Palumbo.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to my wheelhouse. This is S&M Radio, Sex and Muscle Radio at RxMuscle.com. I am your host, Nick DiRuzio, and with me, as always, is Dave Palumbo.
How's it holding, Nick?
You like that, buddy? I mixed it up there. It's no longer neighborhood. It's wheelhouse.
I know. I like the improvisation there.
Yeah, I'm just changing it up. You never know what to expect with me.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, Nick, I've been getting a lot of emails about you. I get controversial emails. People who love you, people who hate you. I got one email of someone who claims that you had another name in the industry prior to...
Are we going there? Are we really going there?
That's
an ugly one.
I got to just ask you about it just to see if it's true.
It is true. When I was 18 years old, I did three, we'll call them different videos. There's a long, ugly story behind it, and I guess we'll get into it if you really want to.
I'm just throwing it out there. That's all, since your whole life is being exposed on this radio show, so.
It is. I mean, now everyone can link the two with Nick and TJ, and
yeah.
You know, and what the fuck's up, you know, for all you people who bust my balls, what the fuck? I am not disrespectful. I'm nice to the ladies, and my guest today will contest to that. I like to think I'm a halfway decent guy.
I don't know. So Nick Steele is an official pseudonym of yours, huh?
It would be. And I appreciate you mentioning that. That's really kind of you.
That's my job, Nick, to find out.
What's going to happen on the forums now, particularly with, I'm going to call you out, sweetheart. What is it, Goddess Amazon?
Right.
Oh, she's going to have a field day with that one because I was critiquing men and how they should groom themselves. Right. I hate dudes who shave the whole thing. The girls are kind of nodding in agreement. Our guests are just like, yeah, we got all into it. And she busted my balls because I guess as a straight man, I'm not allowed to critique another man. Like, I can't give my opinion on what another man looks like or if another man should, how he should groom, or, you know, whether I think he's a good-looking guy or a bad-looking guy, if he's in shape or not shape, which I think is just a load of crap.
You know what it is? I think they just don't see you as an authority yet, Nick. You're still that, like, braggy type of, you know, guy that just kind of just isn't an authority.
Are you mastering the Jeff? I'm kind of
Jeff's teaching me. Jeff's teaching me. Yeah, he's teaching me. See, I'm 41, so I'm considered an authority now. So people listen to what I say. No one wants to listen to you. Too young still.
Well, I don't really consider myself like an authority, or I'm definitely not bragging. I consider myself sharing my opinion. I mean, and that in no way makes me authority. In my opinion, there's no such thing as authority on sex because everyone's preferences and likes are so variated.
Right.
I mean, who's to say, you know, what my opinion is? If it's not fact, it's only an opinion. So, I mean, take it with a grain of salt. I'm just here to entertain and make you guys laugh a little bit while you're doing your cardio.
Well, you do a very good job of that. Now, Nick, let me ask you a question. I hear a rumor, at least, and I don't know if it's true or not, that we have not one but two guests in the studio today.
We do have two guests in the studio. Are we going to get right into it? Let's say hello.
Well, let's not introduce them yet. Why don't you just tell me, you know, how you went about getting these guests tonight, and then we can introduce them.
Well, one was a surprise. She just happened to show up. It's almost like, oh, hi, how are you today? I guess you're joining us. But she's cute, and she's a nasty, dirty little girl. So she's welcome to join me whenever she'd like. The other girl is a friend of mine. I kind of asked her because of all the girls in the industry, her name might be a little more well-known to people who aren't necessarily porn aficionados because she did do a little reality TV for the Fox Network.
Okay.
So I thought that might be kind of a way to bridge the gap, so to speak.
So these are porn friends of yours?
And these are two girls that are in the industry and are working porn actresses.
Oh, that's cool. Well, we like that.
We do, I guess. This is a first for our listeners, because normally they get the fitness model or the kind of the female bodybuilder who happens to take her clothes off and might play with a girl.
Right.
These two women are not fitness models or female bodybuilders and don't just play with women, which will be news to someone's husband as of today.
That's true. Now, what made you decide to pick, well, at least one of them you picked, the other one just showed up, but what made you decide this particular person? For today,
I guess actually the something that came to mind was before I'd worked with her, I'd wanted to work with her because she's an attractive girl. And she does have, like, a fit little figure because she did a scene for a company called Brazzers.com where she wore a white sports bra and some tiny little workout shorts. And she looked really good, and she did a scene with a guy by the name of Chris Strokes, who has, like, the dick from hell because it's monstrous.
Okay.
And she took it like a champ, but she looked fit while she was taking it like a champ. So, you know, there you go.
So you started schmoing, out on her a little bit?
I guess, yeah. No, I mean, I don't think they even know what the word schmo is. I'll educate the girls real quick. Oh, you do. One of them's nodding her head. Do you notice the other girl's shaking her head? A schmo is a guy who is into fit women. And I have the moniker of being schmo on this particular program.
Yeah, not just fit, but like muscularly fit.
Yeah, well, you know, at least my personal preference vary.
Yes. So. You just need veins, right?
I do like girls who are in shape and you can see a vein or two, yes.
Cool. All right, well, why don't you introduce them, Gad?
All right, on my right is the invited guest. her name is, and on the left I get the finger. On the right, our girl is Miss Veronica Rain.
Hello.
Hello,
and on our left is the not so invited guest, but always welcome, Delilah Strong.
Hi.
Hey, Delilah.
Hi.
You know, I got to just tell you, when you told me about 5 minutes ago who the guests were, I had went and did a quick internet search, you know, so I can see who I'm. I got to look at who I'm actually talking to, so I, you know, it kind of influences my direction that I take. And I pulled up a YouTube video of Delilah, actually, believe it or not, provocatively eating a donut. Now. YouTube doesn't usually have any sexual content, and I guess theoretically this couldn't really be construed as sexual content, but it was the most it would kind of turn me on, I gotta tell you, her eating that donut.
Well, why don't we let her tell me, what did you do with the donut?
I was working for Brandon Irons for Baker's Dozen. So in the BTS, he got a Baker's Dozen of donuts and he was having me eat the donuts provocatively. He said, eat that donut like you're mad at it. And I was like, take a bite of the donut. Eat the donut, sexy. And I was like, oh. It was really silly and funny, and I had no idea it was really going to make the movie or end up on YouTube. But
I'll have to go Google that.
Yeah, I was brand new in the business. If somebody asked me that today, I'd probably be a little bit more hesitant to do that.
What kind of donut?
It was chocolate.
They're all kinds of chocolate. Sprinkles and chocolate stuff.
But, you know, they got the round donut, but I mean, I'm just thinking if I'm Brandon Iron in that situation, you go with the elongated donut, yeah?
No, it was round.
It was round.
Brandon, not thinking.
Yeah.
Seriously, I would have liked to see, can she deep throat a donut, you know?
I probably...
Is that glaze coating going on?
I probably got more turned on by her watching her do that than I did by watching the porn that she was doing.
The girls don't know this. The girls don't know Dave, my co-host, is like a big bodybuilder dude.
So
he's like a huge dude. And so I'm guessing that's just some issues you got there, buddy, with like food issues. You know, you don't eat enough sugar. So
maybe that's no. But you know what it is, because it left my mind to try to figure out what else she can do. You know, it wasn't so explicit. You know.
Hmm.
Funny, I was 18 when I did that.
Did
I'm 20 now, and it's. Still up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's got a lot of hits too.
We definitely have to look at that now because I've never seen it.
It's got almost 60,000 hits, that thing.
Nice.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Eating donuts. Because I think it says like nasty slut interview or something like that.
Oh, God.
No, it doesn't.
Are you a nasty slut,
it just says
Delilah?
It just says Delilah Strong. That's it.
Really?
Yep. Hmm.
Well, you know, we're talking to these two girls, and...
Someone actually wrote, hold on, one of the comments was, I made liquid explosion in my pants watching this bitch.
There has to be some kind of cream filling joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of comments there. That was just one of the ones that stuck out to me.
Oh, I can't wait to look at that now. I don't look like that anymore. I didn't have boobs.
You did. Oh, yeah, you didn't have boobs.
Yeah.
We all look different. I don't look like I did.
Now, when I looked up Veronica Rain, I saw some guy doing her in the butt, and so I kind of got a pretty good snapshot view of what's going on, you know, with her.
Oh, great.
Thanks.
Love that.
Well, the two girls have very... I've had the pleasure of working with both girls, and you're talking to two distinctly different girls sexually, which is actually kind of interesting that they're here. Veronica Rain, I would call a bit more demure. You're not quite, I wouldn't put you in the category of being like a filthy little girl.
Hardcore, but not filthy.
Yeah, but even in your hardcore, you know, last week we talked about like erotic asphyxiation, choking. You kind of like the hand on the neck, but don't choke.
Yeah.
You know, so that kind of might put her in the ballpark. Now, Delilah is would be...
another ball game.
Exactly. She would be the girl you'd be like, I'm going to fuck you up, and you're going to like it. She would be the girl you would choke, slap. Matter of fact, her and I did a scene, one of the bondage scenes I've told you that I've done a lot of, and I think I really almost bruised you to the point where you look like you've been beaten.
Yeah,
I got a lot of shit from members on that website for that, because she had to shoot the very next day, and I guess your face was annihilated.
Really? What'd you do to her face?
Yeah, I was slapping her. Now, normally, you kind of do the porno slap. You might back up, like, you know, 6 inches from a girl's face, and you hit it, but you're not hitting it. And Delilah, before we're doing our scene, you know, I like to think I'm a pretty innocent-looking guy. And she actually, I think she had the balls to say, is this guy going to be able to handle me? she's calling me out in front of the director, like, he just looks a little too innocent, a little too pretty to fuck with me. And, I guess in our industry, I have what they call a heavy hand, meaning I hit you, you're going to feel it. And that's just like calling my manhood out on camera. So she didn't get the... like the porn playful slap. She got like the I reared up from like the back of my head, like 2 feet, 3 feet from her face, and just laid into her. Probably, I think they count, one member counted, and I think it was all approaching 50 smacks.
Probably.
Oh my God.
On my face, you know?
And you like that? And you like that, Delilah? That turns you on?
I do, you know? And especially with TJ, because I mean, he's a very attractive guy. You know, and unfortunately, there's a lot of male performers out here that I'm not so attracted to, so yeah. Even better when I got to my candy beat me up.
Right. Now, are you into the hair pulling and all that crap, too?
All of it.
Okay.
You couldn't, I don't think you could do one thing that would shock her. I mean, we had her snowball, the cum shot. Why don't you educate everyone what a snowball is? I don't think, Veronica, I'm sure, knows, but I don't think she's the snowballing type.
No, not the snowballing type.
Basically, what we did is, after TJ came in my mouth, I would spit it on the floor and then suck it back up, gargle it, spit it back out on the floor, suck it back up, and we went back and forth with that a couple times, to the point where the director was so nauseated by it, she kind of had to put the camera down, and she was like, that's enough of that.
Well, and you're missing the point where this particular studio is filthy. This is a dungeon. This is... Yeah, at one point it's no longer like clear white cum. It's mud she's slurping up into her mouth. So let's talk about Veronica, since we kind of have an idea of how Delilah gets down. Like, what are some of the things that you really like to get into?
Well, I mean, it's not that I don't like the choking. I just don't like the bruising choking, because I do bruise a lot. I bruise really easy, and I like the hair pulling if it's done right. But I mean, I'm a hardcore girl. I like, when I'm doing anal, if you try to do slow with me, I don't like it. I like the hard pounding, jam it in there, get right in there, nasty pounding. But, and honestly, with boy-girl, not that, like, we had a boring scene because we had a really hot scene, but the boy-girl now, because I've done so much anal, has to be rough and hard, but just not... I don't do the spitting thing or anything like that, because I'm not good with saliva.
So spitting in general. So like if a guy spits on your pussy?
Oh yeah, if the guy spits on me except for my face, I'm good with it. But it's just like the whole me spitting on them, I've tried, and it just looks silly. It just dribbles down my chin, and I just can't even get it out. You know, and I'm like, okay, I attempted, I'm sorry.
I got to say something about the whole spitting thing. You know, personally, for some reason, the spitting really turns me off. I don't like to see the girl spit so much.
I don't like that much either, and I think that's maybe why subconsciously why I can't get it out.
I feel like I have to, like,
wipe my mouth and be like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not into the spitting thing.
The interesting thing, I think the first scene I did with Veronica was at your house.
Really?
Was it? Are you sure? Because I thought, no, it wasn't. But no, that was the second scene. Thanks for remembering, you dick.
What was the first one?
Justin Slater's location.
No, that was the second, because I request, you bitch, you call me a dick, calling me out like I don't know when our first time was. I know exactly when our first time was, and I'll tell you why I'll never forget.
I'm sorry, Nick, it wasn't a fucking prom date. I didn't really remember it.
No, I remember our first time, and I will always remember our first time because I was
wearing and shit. Remember what we ate?
I remember where we had sex.
Tell us the story, Nick.
I'm going to tell it. She's giving me the look. She's giving me the look like, I can't believe we're going to do this. We were working... Yeah, I know you did. That's why I got to tell it. Veronica and I were working for a guy by the name of Rico Shades. He booked me for two scenes that day. Always, rule of thumb as a male performer's like preference. Whenever you're doing two scenes in the day, we'll call her the least attractive girl. In this case, we'll call her ugly. The ugly old girl should be first, but Rico was nice enough to put her second. Then, in theory, the hot girl should be second, so you kind of have something to look forward to. But Rico reversed that order. We did a nice scene in her bedroom. In her bedroom, in her own
house.
Private bed. The bed she shares with the gentleman she was seeing at the time.
I'm seeing him.
Okay, you're still seeing him. I was trying to be discreet.
No.
Okay, so we had sex in her bed. I don't think this is where the problem came in.
No.
The problem came in is after our scene, which was fun. I had a really good time. But I was trying to, catch like a little nap, maybe, before I was going to do the second scene, maybe in about, because I had about a half hour's rest in between.
Sure.
And the second girl was not very attractive.
No, she was old and homely, and her pussy was wrinkling, for Christ's sake.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. So I decide to take a nap in Veronica's bed, and she's getting dressed to go to the gym. Sexy little bitch that she is. She just climbed. I'm half awake, half asleep. And I'm being a gentleman. We're done working, and I'm done. I'm giving her space. But she just climbs on top of me while I'm in the bed, and we start fucking.
Really?
Awesome.
I was being a good coworker and helped him get hard for the next girl. I knew there was issues.
Wow, that's nice of you.
It was very nice. Well, actually, that was probably less help because then I'm now like thinking, oh, well, this is great. We should keep going. I don't fuck the second scene. I'm all about this right now. But the problem came in is I guess she had a house guest over.
Who was best friends with the guy I'm seeing.
Yeah, who later decided to tell the gentleman she was seeing that after our scene, she climbed on and rode me in her own bed. And that caused a problem.
Well, little one, that's to the point where my gentleman doesn't even know that Nick is the host and we're here.
Am I technically, like, so if we work together, are you not?
No, you're not on my no list. It's on my no list for...
Like, hanging outside of work. Well, that might have something to do with the we almost had phone sex when you were on the plane.
Hold on.
Yeah, I was a little drunk.
She was on a flight,
where?
Yeah, heading somewhere out of town, and she text messaged me, and I text messaged her back, and it was getting a little risque. And did we call each other, or was it just text?
Yeah,
we did. Okay, so we called each other, and you know, we're both like basically telling each other how turned on we are, and you can go from there.
Well, I was 4 margaritas in, and we were really, I get really horny when I drink.
Why you gotta paraphrase it like that? Like, I don't make you horny when you're sober.
You make her hornier.
Yes, I get hornier when I drink. And Jesus Christ, is it an oven in here? Sorry, it's very hot in here. So I'm making him run upstairs and turn on the AC.
Can't afford air conditioning, yeah. Mind how it is.
Yeah, my God. I'm like sitting here dripping sweat, not in a good way.
I think he's doing that on purpose to you to get you all hot and bothered.
Seriously, time to get naked.
So I was on the plane and we started having phone sex, but then somebody, I was in the window seat, but then somebody came and sat next to me and it was an older lady, so... We had to end the conversations, and then I began to, like, rub one out on the plane because I got so horny.
Were you in the bathroom or on the seat you were in?
No, I'm in the seat. I don't really move from my seat to do much. If I want to do anything I want, I just generally do it there unless I have to pee.
Hold on. You actually you rubbed one out, as you put it, in the seat, what, the old lady sitting next to you?
Oh, yeah. Me and him were talking on the phone, and I started, like, rubbing myself and... pleasuring myself, and then the woman sat next to me, and I had to finish, so I just kind of threw my blanket over myself.
And you finished right with her in the seat next to you?
Yeah, I was quiet about it. She didn't know.
She was
busy fiddling, I don't know, with her crochet or whatever.
Weren't you like legs like flexing and getting all like, you know, like, you know.
Well, I have my blanket on me.
Yeah, but I mean, you can see when the person's moving around and, you know, squirming in the seat and stuff.
I'm pretty good at self-control, so I just kind of... And plus, I was almost done when she sat down, so it was kind of like she was coming in at the last ride.
That's hot, man. That's hot. I'd like to see that.
I think it was after that that I got the text message. Like, we'd actually, like, planned to do lunch or something. Yeah. Just get together and hang out and do something. And that was when I got the text message, like, I've been forbidden to see you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question about that. I mean, you guys, especially, well, I know Nick can't get a date for shit, but you girls have boyfriends, you know, I guess it, you know, transient boyfriends that come and go. How do your boyfriends deal with the fact that you actually, you know, you do porn and that this stuff happens? I mean, they got to be a little more understanding than a typical, you know, boyfriend is.
Well, the person I'm with, we've been together 10 years and he's a director and he's a performer, so it's a little easier on him. But we're the same as other couples. Like, we don't fuck the performers outside camera. We're forbidden to see people. We're all friends and stuff like that, so it does make it easier, whereas Delilah.
Yeah, let's get into the Delilah situation, because you bring up an interesting fact, Dave. You got to be a real secure man to, like, allow your woman to fuck someone else on camera. But then Delilah's found an interesting solution to all this. She's just not going to tell him. Isn't that right?
Okay, when we first started dating 2 years ago, he knew I did porn. He used to watch me before he ever met me. And
so wait, you're dating a fan?
I mean,
you're dating a fucking fan.
No. It's not like we met at a convention or something where he was waiting in line to meet me. Like, he just happened to watch my porn and had jerked off to me before actually physically meeting me in person. So while we were dating over the past 2 years, I decided to take a break from porn and I took a year off. And when I decided to come back, he was not comfortable with me doing guys. So I just kind of failed to mention that I'm doing guys. But I'm getting married in 60 days, and after I'm married, I'm done. I'm not doing porn anymore. So.
Period. No.
Done.
But Nick, do porn stars ever really retire, or do they just kind of take long breaks?
Well, it's said, in all fairness, that no one quits porn. And the reason why no one quits porn is because of the money. For the majority of us in the industry, don't have college degrees, don't have anything to fall back on. I mean, when you apply for a job and they ask, "What have you done for the last 5, 6, 7 years?" And you're like,
yeah.
"Well, funny thing."
Well, that's the thing. It's like even people that do have college degree. I have a college degree, and I mean, and so is Nick, and you know, that's the thing. It's like, there's, even though we're really smart and even though we've had college degrees or we've had other work experiences, most veterans in the industry have been in it 4 to 6 years. I mean, what do you do? Go to apply to be a fucking office manager somewhere and be like, "Oh yeah, maybe you've known me," and hand them a porn? I mean, it's really hard, and the stereotypical, you know, persona of us just isn't good, and especially when a couple girls in the industry make it harder where, you know, they put themselves in the limelight of mainstream. Like, I have a movie coming out September 25th, and it's being overshadowed by girls that have done mainstream. Now they're getting bad reputations for themselves because they're getting arrested and stupid shit like that. And it's hard, you know?
Mm.
Do you think it's more of a reputation thing as opposed to a money thing?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, where the hell can you wake up in the morning and, for a girl, get up at 9 and have coffee and go sit in your robe for 2 hours and hair and makeup and then have, you know, some photographer call you princess and take pictures of you and then go fuck a really hot guy for 30 minutes and, you know, it's very corporate now, so unfortunately you gotta wait a week to 2 weeks for your pay. But, I mean, if you back them up and you're a good performer, I mean, where can you make $3,000 to $5,000 a week? For a girl, I mean, guys' rates are different. For a girl, and work maybe 20 hours.
It's pretty good.
Especially in today's economy, and if you have kids, or, you know, it's really difficult. It gives you the opportunity to save, make money, do investments, help family, help friends. Again, if you have children, be with them, you know, or if you have a boyfriend or that's in the industry, not even in the industry, just have so much time to be with them and travel and... I mean, it's you're an independent performer. You're not only that, but what other job can you choose your own schedule?
Yeah.
Choose who you work with, when
exactly.
You work, how long you work, and what you're going to get paid. Exactly.
Well, you're missing the paradox here, though. It's different for me than it would be for the girls. There are guys in this industry who have literally been doing porn, Herschel Savage, I think, 40 years.
Yeah, no, guys' shelf life is, like, way long. Like, the most, like, I mean, honestly, I'm sorry. I don't want to be 40 years old as a woman doing porn. I just don't, agree with it. I don't even agree past 35. I just don't agree with it. But for a guy...
I'll wait till you're 35.
No. I have other investments going down. But, I mean, you know, and... I just don't agree with it. But I mean, the thing is, for guys can go until they're 50 if they stay in shape and they're like Nick was saying, Herschel Savage. I just worked with him. He's fucking gorgeous and he's like in his 50s.
Now let's ask you a question about this, because let's bring it back to the sex and muscle aspect of the show. How do you feel about? Do you like muscular guys? I mean, is that more appealing to you? Or I mean, if you have to pick a guy to do a scene with, what do you like?
I like what Nick looks like, either muscular and boy next door, or I like muscular and dirty boys with cute faces. Yeah. Like, my man's like, he's muscular, covered in tats, but he's got a pretty face.
Right.
Well, when we worked together, I think we haven't worked together in a while, both scenes I did was when I was very, you know, for the bodybuilding world, very off-season. Like, right now, I'm like 205, but when we worked together, I was like 230.
Okay, you're retarded. You look gorgeous either way. So you're like...
You had the gut. I had the fucking, like, Pillsbury. As Brad Armstrong calls it, I had the Pillsbury thing.
I got over there.
That six-pack guy, yeah. You had a 12-pack and put a 6-pack. Please shut up. He's asking us, not you.
So you like the pretty boy look. You don't like the tough guy, like, you know, look.
No, I mean, for example, what I've chosen to be with for 10 years, he's very muscular, but he's a dirty boy. He's gorgeous, but he has, you know... covered in tats, he's got a shield on his back, he's got flames on his wrist, he rides, you know, rides a hot, oh, not
he
a
biker. He does.
So like the Tommy Lee look you like then?
Yes, with muscles.
Yeah, he's much more muscular than Tommy
Lee.
Well, what about Delilah? I'm curious, because I can see, when I look at Veronica, I think that's who you're going to be with. I can just kind of see it. Because I've had sex with you, I picture you as a totally different guy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I picture you as being with a guy who almost has that I don't give a fuck attitude.
Right. I like badass guys. I like a guy that I know if I walk in a room and somebody comes up and fucks him, that he could take care of him.
Yeah.
You know, I like a
banana.
I want a guy who's been in jail, who's killed a guy or two. No, I'm playing. and the funny thing is, the guy that I'm marrying is like 6'4" and like 280 pounds.
Wow. That's a big guy.
You know, he's not muscular whatsoever.
Oh, he's not.
No.
Are you calling your future husband fat?
Oh, he is. I tell him all the time he's a fat fuck.
Oh, that's so romantic. God, way to build the man's confidence.
No. He can pick up the food, he's fat fuck, though.
Is that foreplay for you? Do you bring food into the bedroom with that?
No, but you know what it is? It's that I'm so dominated in porn because I, you know, for 4 years in a row, I've been nominated as the dirtiest girl in porn.
Wow.
So I feel like I'm so dominated in porn and I'm so submissive that in my home life, I'm the dominant. I'm the man of the house. I fucking run the house. It's my way or no way, and I'll beat the shit out of you.
Wow. You're the dirtiest girl in porn for how many years?
I've been nominated the past 4 years in a row as the dirtiest girl in porn. No. I haven't won.
Who won?
Belladonna won 1 year. Politics. Hillary Scott won another year. And I think Audrey Hollander won.
So what do you think you have to do, Delilah, to win this award? Is there something like you have in your mind you're going to be like, well, this year I'm going to do this and I'm going to definitely win it?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't feel like I'm the dirtiest girl in porn. I don't feel like I really deserve that title.
Okay.
I think it's a compliment to be nominated for it, sure, because a lot of the scenes I do, I guess, are above and beyond what most girls do, but I really don't feel like I'm that dirty. I feel like everything I do is pretty normal, but I guess it's only normal to me.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, I just put two and two together, because your man, your future husband, has said he's watched your porn and jacked off to it, and you tell me he's fat.
Yeah.
Maybe he saw the YouTube video.
Oh, with
the donut. Maybe. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah.
He's coming full circle here, sweetheart. He's into the donut. He's got a donut. It's his thing.
He's making an effort, and he did get a gym membership, and, you know, he is going and working out, but, I mean, he will never look like you. You know what I mean? It'd take him years to get to where you look.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys a question, because this is the question all listeners want to really know right now.
What?
We got two hot porn stars in Nick's house, possibly in his bedroom right now. I don't know where you guys are calling from. Is there any chance at all that Nick is going to get some action when we hang this phone up?
I have work.
Probably not. No. We're going to the gym.
We're going to the
gym to work out. So.
If I didn't have work, I have work today, Dave. Believe it or not, you didn't fuck this one up. If I didn't have work, you girls wouldn't fuck me.
Well, we're going to the gym.
Yeah. I will let you get the original.
I will honestly admit, if I was not forbidden to play with you, I'd probably fuck you off, yeah.
Well, no, because here's the plan, okay? Prior to me having to work today, I was going to take you to lunch, right? Sure. Now,
never feed
I'm
him.
Not saying,
never feed him.
I don't, it's...
Models. Don't poke the bear. Don't poke the bear.
Once you feed him, they're done. Forget it.
No, no, well, I wasn't saying I was planning on having sex with anyone today, but I would have... been.
I feel there's trickery afoot.
I would have been remiss if I would have like rubbed up on you if you would have been like, no, sweetheart, I'm sorry, you know, I got that whole forbidden thing. I'd have been like, what? No one's here. What the fuck is that, woman?
This is why you are forbidden.
So I know the girl on the right, Veronica's out of the question. What about Delilah? Delilah and I have had plans to, like, sort of kind of hang out whenever she... 'cause she doesn't live in L.A. She lives in Florida. Am I forbidden? Am I on your forbidden list?
No, you're not forbidden. There's not a lot of guys that are forbidden. It's just a matter of if I'm really horny and I have the time, you know, because...
Oh, if you could squeeze me in.
I'm not a quickie kind of girl, you know what I mean? Like, I think that when we do a scene, it's over way too quick. You know what I mean? Like, if we're going to fuck and we're going to do it off camera, like, I want to spend the day with you.
The day?
And then, you know, let's go eat, and then let's come back and fuck again. Let's watch a movie and let's fuck again, you know? It's not like I'm not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of girl.
So how does a date with you work then? Because a typical date would be...
She doesn't date. She apparently just fucking said it.
Because I'm just thinking, you know, like if I were to ask, if you were single and I'm single and I ask you out on a date, you know, you kind of think that dinner, movie, drink, something like that around that. Does that mean I'm not getting laid?
No, you will, but, you know, chances are I'm probably going to end up spending the night.
Ooh, see, we could never date.
Rule, which is why we would never work.
Yeah, can't stay.
You don't like when they spend the night, Nick?
No, I had a girl here last night who thought she was going to spend the night. I'm like, you need to get the fuck out.
Wow, you're cold.
I saw commitment issues.
Oh, definitely commitment issues, definitely. I'm one fucked up individual.
Yeah, here's the guy. This guy's looking for a girlfriend, and then he won't let the girl spend the night.
Yeah, see, this is why I stayed with Jack for 10 years, because I know better. I know all the little pretty faces that are like, oh, come be with me, come be with me, mwah, 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 could never deal with me.
Well, I didn't ask you to be with me. I asked you to be here for the moment.
All right, well, you know, we're running out of time, guys. I want to just give you guys the opportunity to promote any of your new projects out there. What do you got going on?
For me, please go see my movie, I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. It's based on a Tucker Max movie. It'll be released in L.A. on September 25th. It'll be in movies nationwide, I think, in October. Please keep listening. And my new music video is airing October 13th on MTV Buzz. It's from Swollen Members, and it's called Porn Star. And go check out my website, veronicarangeblex.com.
Twitter.
VeronicaRangeblex at Yahoo.
Thank you, Veronica. What about you, Delilah?
I actually just launched my official website, which is www.jeanasslovers.com, which is a jean fetish website for girls with big asses and tight jeans.
Nice.
And Veronica and I are actually going into business together for my second website, which is myfeetloveyou.com, which is a foot fetish site.
Very cool.
So you're getting around that whole sex thing very conveniently.
Yes, I'm trying to find my niche. You know, there's no sex, no nudity. I'm going all about the fetish.
Very cool.
Interesting.
Ladies.
And then you can Twitter the hell out of me, Delilah Strong.
Thank you guys for stopping by. I really appreciate it. It was very nice of you to take time out of your busy schedules. And when do you guys train? What gym?
I'd rather not say because of...
that's
people stalk you there? I got you. All right.
Oh, yeah. Very bad.
All right. Well, girls, thank you for coming, and, you know, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Well, that was different, Dave.
Yeah, Nick, you did a good job. You pulled off a double at a double team today.
Well, you know what? What I'm curious to hear about from the listeners is people have accused me in the past of being disrespectful, and I think The girls give me the little aw. What I think people would find very interesting listening to this is when you hear three people in the industry talk with one another, there's a playfulness to it where I might say something that the average person might consider disrespectful or maybe a little over the top or a little brash, but it's all really in jest to us. It's not because we live it every day.
But you tell them "fuck you, bitch," and they like think that's a compliment, you know. Whereas in a normal place, and they might say he's disrespectful.
Exactly. They're already asking what time. I'll tell you when I'm still on the air. I'm really on the air right now. She's like, oh, sorry. And she's already like texting and she's twittering. She could care less. The door's over there. shit. I got the finger and the crotch. Nice.
Well, I got the finger from Jeff the producer, so we got to wrap this up, Nick. Any final words?
I don't have any final words, but I'm sure you have three for me.
Yep, go fuck yourself.
Gracias for listening to Sex y Muscle Radio. Tune in next week for more sex and more muscle at the same time. Adios, y no me jodan.